All right, we're getting ready to get going again, folks. We had a great time with Sharon Little. That was some beautiful music. So you got to figure something to follow up with. So we figured we'd follow up with 12-time Grammy winner. And here they are. The Jerry Douglas Band. You are beautiful. You're waiting for some good music, aren't you? We're here to give you a little bit of that. Try our best. You ready, Guthrie? All right. Thank you. Everybody, well, welcome to the show, folks. We're very, very pleased to be here with you today. Got to play here a couple years ago and just show you a little bit of what we did. Get to show you a little bit more today. And there's somebody coming up later on. I kind of know them. I kind of don't, you know. They're kind of famous. Led somebody. I want to introduce you to the guys up here in the band. This is an amazing band I've got right here. This is Luke Bulla on the fiddle right here. And Mr. Guthrie Trapp on the guitar. And back here in the rhythm section, two guys from Cleveland, Tennessee, raised up drinking from the same water supply. You can't go wrong with a rhythm section that has drunk from the same water supply all their lives. Mr. Chad Melton on the drums. And on the big bass fiddle, Todd Parks. I've got a new record called Glide that's out on Koch, and it just came out. Seems to be doing all right. And we're going to play you the title cut from that right now. Chill out for a second. This will be good for you. You got to time all your things today. You know that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's one off the new record. This one was also off the new record. This is one I wrote for the troops. There's not an easy way for an instrumentalist to write something that might get through to the guys that are fighting for you over there in Afghanistan and Iraq and everything, but I put this melody down and asked a buddy of mine who had just come back from there, how can I give them something to relate to so they can know that this song is really for them? And he said, well, there's a road that runs from Baghdad Airport to the Green Zone, which is supposedly very safe. And it's the most heavily bombed road in Iraq, and it's called Route Irish. So this is for them. Thank you. We tune because you care. People in San Francisco know when you're out of tune. We cannot cheat you. We got to give you back all the money you paid to get in here. Thank God for Warren Hillman. What do you think? Okay, here we go. Bluegrass time, folks. It's hardly strictly bluegrass, but it's okay to play bluegrass soon. We're going to play one. Lou's going to sing you a song called, an old Bill Monroe song called, Sweetheart of Mine, Can't You Hear Me Calling?
Thank you.
bluegrass music. Thank you very much. Okay, that was nice. Now we'll do something really stupid for you. This is a song of mine I wrote a long time ago. It's called The Emphysema Two-Step. And it's I ripped it off of a Cajun accordion player many years ago. And at the end of the night, he would just close his accordion. And it would just kind of go, and he called that the emphysema waltz. So I ripped him off. I took his idea. I speeded it up. I put a melody to it and a beat. And mine's faster. So this one's called the emphysema two-step. Nice talking to you. Segue to that coming right up is a wonderful song by the famous bluegrass group Weather Report. I'm sure you remember that. So we're going to do a song for you that we put on a couple records back, and Wayne Shorter was the saxophonist for that band and wrote this song. It's a beautiful song. It's called A Remark You Made. Thank you, Myron. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Weather Report. I think Weather Report and Bill Monroe would have been great friends. And they played a lot of the same notes. Not really in the same sequence, but, you know, a little cross-partisanship there. We're going to play you one now that's called Push Too Far. That's Don't Try This at Home. I wrote this to enter in the International Note Contest in Weezer, Idaho many, many years ago. And lost the competition. After having 25 notes in the first measure of my song, I still lost. So, you're really cool looking out there. Don't think we haven't noticed.
Thank you.
Thank you. We don't have a lot of time. We're going to do a couple more songs for you. So we'll do this. This is, next song is off the new record. And able-bodied Luke is going to sing this one for you. This is a song about a guy who wanted to be famous and wanted to do it fast. So he jumped off a building. Anyway, this is called A Marriage Made in Hollywood.
Stop.
tonight. It's really been a pleasure for us to get to play for you today. I want to thank all the powers that be, and especially Warren Hellman. What a beautiful birthday party. And the city of San Francisco, where all the nice people live. Sucking up, ain't I? We're gonna do you a song right now and close out. Thank you all for listening to us. This is a song that I get to play with Allison once in a while. This is called the Choctaw Hayride. Thank you all for being here. Exercise to leave the stage and come back. So we'll just do it real fast and speed things up. I'll do one more for you and kind of leave you in a nice place here. This is a song that I wrote for a friend of mine's, Allie Bain, who's been knighted over there in my home country of Scotland. Scotland, but isn't Scottish, it's cop. So we'll do this for you. This is called Sir Allie B. And thanks again, Warren, everybody that volunteers here. What a beautifully run thing. And thank you all for being here. Have fun with Al and Robert, Stuart, Bob, and everybody's coming up. I'm anxious to see that show myself.
Thank you.
See you again, folks. Have a good time today. Mary Douglas Band, that is beautiful music, beautiful music. All part of Warren Hellman's 700 billion music sound bites. To bail us out of our hard feelings and our hard times. It's kind of funny, you know, things come back into fashion time and time again. And a lot of the old 30s songs are coming back in fashion again. Maybe not all that funny, but songs about not having a job or songs about having to hit the road and leave your home behind. But for this weekend, we're going to think about family and friends and being together and enjoying the music.
There you go.
We have to take a little bit of a break here while we get set up for our final act for this evening. Look at your schedules for tomorrow and Sunday. There's going to be a lot of beautiful music here. We'll be back with you in just a little bit.